Welcome to Crypto Nights, where we help you finally make sense of the trending world of cryptocurrencies. So gather your virtual piggy bank and let's get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to your favorite podcast, Crypto Nights, where we aim to bridge the crypto divide. Today, I have with me, like always, Dr. Kant, and we together are going to take you for an informative ride through the world of crypto. So Kant, here is our topic today, which we need to look into and find it out from the internet and scroll down to websites and news portals and look for our actual answers to it. So the topic is government takeover of Bitcoin with the creation of Federal Reserve-backed coin, also Fedcoin. So let's look up in the internet for this thing and let's see what we get.
Yeah, I'm looking at this article, Molly Jane Zuckerman. MIT comes up with three ways to destroy Bitcoin, okay. Right? And goes on to cover three things. One of the first ones is what you just said, Federal Reserve-backed coin called Fedcoin.
Right.
I mean, the year is 2000 something big, so something in the near future. Your taxes are due, but you don't file them, and algorithm automatically takes them out of your electronic wallet. If you have them, everything, the simplified version here. Bottom line is, what if the government starts issuing something like a Bitcoin? Will that destroy Bitcoin? It's possible. I mean, there are many ways to view this thing, right? One way is the government has the gun at the end of the day, so, and they can enforce rules and laws. So therefore, they could enforce that upon all of us. But that's going to be by diktat, by governments forcing something upon people that they may or may not necessarily want. I think people are sick and tired of two things from a people's perspective. One is violation of people's privacy because people's, for example, online identity is not owned by them. But I'm in the US, for example, my online identity is practically owned by Google plus Facebook plus Amazon. I'm sure there are others, but these three together more or less own my online identity.
Right.
It has been done legally, but it has been done slimily is the best way of putting it, because most people did not realize. I'm sure even Google, Facebook, and Amazon did not realize in their favor. It is just something that happened over time. I don't think it was with malicious intent that these companies said, oh, let us fool these people into giving us their identity over the next 10 or 15 years and let's then own their identity. I don't think that was intentionally done. It just so happened, evolved over time. And as these companies grew larger and bigger, they realized that the most useful data is the data that we collect on people for customizing things back to them or aggregating the data and selling the data to others. So, and therefore big data and analytics has grown to be one of the most popular technological fields out there. So all of these have happened over the last decade. And what is the data that is being mined? Data about you, data about me.
Yeah.
For what?
Exactly.
Show us that we will end up clicking on or buying or somehow paying attention to and therefore getting paid, right? So that is one aspect is the whole privacy thing. And the second thing is tampering. I have a dollar bill. You might take several hundred dollar bills and put it in your pillow or in your mattress and hope that it is safe. But you come back 10 years later, it's lost half its value. Somebody stole it. Who stole it? Well, the same people who have the right to print the money. Now, you and I as human, as citizens in America, for example, if we printed money, that would be illegal. But for the government to print more money is legal. So in some words, they can spend money with abandon in some sense and keep printing new money, right? So as a result, people are frustrated saying, hey, my money is being stolen consistently if I'm in this currency. I don't want somebody... And then the third is a transactional cost where the banks come in. So between these big companies getting a hold of privacy, between the government printing more money and creating inflation, and then there is this banks that are charging you huge amounts of percentage transactions. So when when you have your money with them, you need their permission to make transactions. So apparently a trusted intermediary, you know, or a hoodlum that's con, or a toll booth. I don't know what you want to call, depending upon how you view them, right? So, but the bottom line is people gotten totally frustrated between these three, and in comes a new technology called blockchain that says, oh, we don't need the government. We will print this currency independent of them. Oh, there is no inflation because the number of bitcoins is totally capped. Nobody can change that. Oh, by the way, your privacy is protected better here than anywhere else. Oh, by the way, the transaction fee are lower than anywhere else. So I don't know, unless it's the Fed coin is implemented with a gun in hand, why would same people that are getting these three benefits and which are only improving as more and more altcoins are being produced, sooner or later we'll have what I'm saying is a close to perfect coin that'll give us everything we need. And it is likely that that'll also enable the government to make it easier to pay the taxes. I have a feeling that, you know, it's not a Fed coin, but a people coin that also does the Fed work or the tax work that is more likely to succeed. But that's just my observation based on that one way to destroy Bitcoin. Yeah. And Bitcoin can get destroyed without any help by itself just because better coins have taken over it. But it's still interesting to look at these three. Let's just, in these three videos or three audios, this one and the next two, let's analyze the three points that this author, Molly Jane Zuckerman, MIT comes up with three ways to destroy Bitcoin. In that article, Molly Jane comes up with these three ways. We have covered the first way here. In the next two episodes, we'll cover the next two ways.
Yeah, exactly. We thought of dividing the whole article into three halves and discussing the three coins in three consecutive episodes. So yeah, you have pretty much told what it was, and I think it was an amazing way to see this whole point. Great. With that, we again conclude today's episode. As I said, it will be a three part episode. So this was the first part. Two parts are due, which will come in future, in coming days. A special thanks to all our listeners for sticking on to us and listening to our podcast and pampering us all through. Kindly have a glance through the show synopsis with other important links posted below this podcast, and also don't forget to visit our website, which is www.cryptonights.io. Last but not the least, your views are very important. Just keep showering with us with your reviews and ratings in Podomatic, iTunes, and all other social media, besides telling your friends and sharing it amongst your networks. So this is Shushak here, your host, with Dr. Kant, your expert, signing off. Have a great day ahead. Thank you all.
Thanks for listening to the Crypto Knights. Never miss an episode. Subscribe now at www.cryptonights.io.